Bitcoin, you said you spoke at a conference, you bought it, you bought something for your kids last year. You more than doubled your money if you're still holding. Are you still holding? I mean, let's just have a little fun here to end the segment.
Yeah, I am. I'm still holding. My kids are very, very happy about it.
Yeah, what's Bitcoin's real role? There are members of Congress, both parties, I believe, that think it should be banned.
Yeah, I mean, they want it banned because they're being paid by BlackRock and Morgan and all the big bank, globalist banking monopolies that are making money on inflation and making money on by the Fed printing money. But American people, the American middle class, is getting rolled. And the off-ramp from that, you know, from the money printing machine is Bitcoin because it is hard currency. And we need to make it transactionally available to the middle class. We need to make sure that people who want to protect themselves against inflation can have this, but also that they have transactional freedom. That the government is not, you know, able now to digitalize our currencies and like they did in Canada. Yeah. And when the truckers disobeyed, you know, when the truckers protested peacefully, their bank accounts were shut down. Well, and they couldn't pay their mortgages. They couldn't pay for their children's education. The government could control their speech by controlling their transactional freedom. And, you know, transactional freedom is as important as freedom of speech. And you only get that from Bitcoin. We're not going to get that, you know, as long as the government controls our digitalized currency.